The OKC Thunder rebound against the Spurs in Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals. The Oklahoma City City Council addresses data centers and tribes getting millions of dollars for energy projects. This is the KGOU AM News Brief for Thursday, May 21st, 2026. I'm Logan Layden. Well, the Oklahoma City Thunder have tied up their NBA playoff series against the San Antonio Spurs. OPMX's Ryan LaCroix reports on OKC's 122-113 victory last night.
The Thunder looked more like themselves in Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals, seemingly shaking off the rust after a long layoff between playoff series. Coach Mark Daigneault says his team played with a better tempo on offense.
I just thought the overall flow tonight, rhythm, was really good. Put everybody at advantages. We had our foot on the gas. It was a real positive game in that respect.
League MVP Shea Gilgeous-Alexander led the way for OKC with 30 points and 9 assists, followed by another big night for Alex Caruso with 17 points off the bench. Jalen Williams exited the game in the first half with what the Thunder called hamstring tightness. J-Dub missed 6 games of the playoffs already with a hamstring issue. The series now moves to San Antonio for Game 3, which is set for tomorrow evening. In Oklahoma City, I'm Ryan LaCroix.
Oklahoma City has hit pause on allowing companies to build or expand data centers through the rest of this year. Grayson Wheeler reports at its meeting on Tuesday, the City Council added exemptions to its moratorium.
The original moratorium included exemptions for 2 facilities that were in the middle of zoning and permitting. The new amendment adds exemptions for 2 more data centers, at the Expand Energy Campus, formerly Chesapeake, and a facility near the OKC Outlet Mall. It also exempts small data centers under 75 megawatts. Ward 7 Councilman Kamal Pennington likes that the exempted properties will still be subject to review, zoning, and permitting.
The fact that we're just saying you're just going to have to go through the regular process, which allows the public to be heard, is a comfort to me.
Ward 6 Councilwoman Jo Beth Hammond says the exemptions feel like favoritism.
So I just have deep discomfort with including specific properties in our policy.
The amendment passed 7-2. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
The U.S. Department of Energy says tribes will receive around $50 million in funding for energy projects. Thomas Pablo reports the funding is part of the federal government's push for international energy dominance.
The department's Office of Indian Affairs says the funds are designed for tribes to, quote, share in the prosperity of American energy dominance. Osage Nation Principal Chief Jeffrey Standing Bear says federal dollars are crucial to expand oil and gas production on his tribe's reservation. Estimates suggest the Osage Nation is home to around 43,000 oil well bores.
As we lift off these federal regulations and unleash the path to oil and gas production once again, that money in the Department of Energy, another agency, can come into the Interior Department and we can rebuild the oil and gas energy business in the Osage.
Award selections will be announced in November. In Oklahoma City, I'm Thomas Pablo.
And for additional news throughout the day, visit our website, kgou.org, and follow us on social media.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you 3 essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.